This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Yahid Vega. Date of birth, June the 13th, 2003. Case ID number is 465-8329. Date of exam, February the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a disability report dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 19-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hyperactive attention deficit disorder / learning disability, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, heart problems, comma, and high cholesterol. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. The claimant lives with his parents who had married, and the husband is working at this time. He did finish high school in a normal class setting with assistance from special ed for certain classes, and he has graduated from high school. Allegations number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder with a learning disability. The claimant's mother states that since 3 years of age, he has had difficulty in school. He was very hyperactive and had problems with attention in his classrooms. And at this time, he is not taking any medication. He stopped taking the medication secondary to having bad side effects and refusing to take the medication anymore. His physician was Dr. Marco Valdez. The claimant at this time did graduate in a normal class of high school and had specialized assistance for certain classes. He graduated in June of 2021, and he is not going to school at this time and stays home and plays games with his computer. He does not help out very much around the house except for taking the trash out. And he appears to be a normal male with slightly decreased IQ at this time. His condition appears to be stable. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having symptoms of polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 45 pounds. The mother states that he did drink a lot of fluid, but he denies that. The mother also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per day, and it states that it usually comes out between 80 and 140 milligrams / DL. His last reading was 100 milligrams / DL, which is normal. He is presently on metformin, 500 milligrams TID, and is not taking any type of insulin. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was, but the mother states that he has been very well controlled with the medications that he's taking. Allegation number three, hypertension. The mother states also in 2020, he was starting to have blurred vision and was noted to have a slightly elevated blood pressure reading. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, headaches, comma, but did have some blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebrovascular accident, comma, or nephropathy. He is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, and his blood pressure at this visit was 135 over 92 mmHg, which is borderline high, but mostly normal. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, heart problems. The mother states that the only heart problem that he has is hypertension. Please refer to the allegation of hypertension. Allegation number 5, high cholesterol. The mother states that also in 2020 he was diagnosed with a borderline high cholesterol level. She denies any in-organ damage such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction. He is presently on no medications for his high cholesterol. And they do not recall what his last level was, but his physician told them that it was borderline high and to just watch his diet. Limitations. The claimant can walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 5 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and can write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. His mother states he cannot use a skillet. His physician was Dr. Antonio Esparza when he was a pediatric patient. He has no assisted devices and is presently on no medications for pain. He likes to dance and play video games and watch TV occasionally. His daily activities include doing light housework and making sandwiches for himself. He does not go to the grocery store or do the laundry at this time, but is very active physically with walking and dancing. Family history. The father is 46 and in good health. His mother is 40 and has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, metformin 500 milligrams TID, and Trulicity 0.75 milligrams Q-week. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, hyperactive attention deficit disorder with a learning disability, comma, and a mild low IQ. Major surgeries, renoplasty, comma, and tonsillectomy. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The claimant also denies any communicable diseases such as hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 195 pounds, height 5 feet, 7 and 3/4 inches, BP 135 over 92 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 30. General. This is a 19-year-old male who does not appear to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears to be much younger than what his actual age is. The claimant is not very communicative with me and has difficulty understanding my questions. He does not appear to be a reliable historian who presented with his mother to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, can you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does wear glasses, but he forgot to bring them. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but not oriented, times three, and appeared to be somewhat confused. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did not have fully clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but he was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. On review of his medical records, the claimant was diagnosed with autism and hyperactive attention deficit disorder with a language disorder. He is unable to perform simple tasks and has difficulty managing his money. And it has been said that he has the behavior of an 11-year-old. He does not understand basic questions, which was confirmed on this physical examination. He is unable to drive, although he did graduate from the 12th grade, but with special ed assistance. He does not know how to read fluently, and he has a tendency to be repetitive with words. Could you please drop down to the claimant also appears to have a somewhat low IQ. Could you please drop down to the last page, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks fairly well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate basically with simple commands, and he does understand when I ask him to do things, but he does appear to get confused and does appear to have a somewhat low IQ, although physical exam is normal, and there's no reason why he wouldn't be able to work with supervision at some kind of task where it would be a manual or a simple continuous task for him to perform. Probable diagnoses. Number one, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, learning disability. The claimant is no longer taking medication for hyperactive attention deficit disorder and appears not to need the medication. He does have a learning disability and has a borderline low IQ. Number two, diabetes mellitus, being treated with medication along with Trulicity. Blood sugars appear to be fairly normal at this time. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. Number three, hypertension, being treated with medications at this time. Blood pressure was borderline high, 135 over 92 mmHg, but fairly normal. Heart problems, secondary to hypertension. Please refer to allegation number three. Number five, high cholesterol, borderline, not being treated at this time, but being closely observed. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Yahid Vega.